Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines, Tonfair Alliance refutes the claims of nomination gaps. Zema orders mining firms to address dust pollution in Kabwe. And in international news, Senegal's president sacks prime minister and former ally after months-long feud.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. The Tonse Alliance has expressed concern over the circulation of what it describes as false and misleading reports, alleging that Alliance presidential candidate Brian Mondovile failed to field parliamentary candidates in 75 constituencies, 89 councils and 436 wards. Alliance spokesperson Lawrence Mwelwa said the information is false, malicious and intended to mislead the public. Dr. Mwelwa said the Alliance successfully filed nominations across towns and constituencies in 9 provinces, demonstrating its national reach, organizational preparedness and commitment to offering Zambians a credible alternative leadership. He said in Southern Province alone, the issue being exaggerated relates to only 6 constituencies and not the scale being portrayed in the report.
We wish to categorically state that this information is false, malicious, and intended to mislead the public. The Alliance successfully filed nominations across towns and constituencies in 9 provinces, demonstrating our national reach, organizational preparedness, and commitment to offering Zambians a credible alternative leadership. In Southern Province alone, but what is not being told is the intense violence that occurred, preventing other competitors to participate.
Meanwhile, Alliance Eastern Province Chairperson Maxson Nkoma says the Alliance has successfully filed nomination papers for all 29 parliamentary seats, 15 district council chairpersons positions and 188 ward councillor positions across the province.
We are able to accomplish this important milestone together. Most importantly, we have managed to field credible, capable and competitive candidates who are ready to serve the people diligently. This development clearly demonstrates that the Alliance and its members across Eastern Province are fully prepared and determined to mobilize support and vote for President Brian Mundumire, Vice President Makebe Zulu, and all Tonse Pamozi Alliance candidates that are standing on the ticket in the general election.
Police in Lusaka have apprehended 27 suspected prohibited immigrants believed to be Ethiopian nationals during an intelligence-led operation conducted in Mongole area yesterday around 04:30 hours. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilavi said the operation followed intelligence received from members of the community around 04 hours, indicating that a white Toyota Hiace Quantum was transporting suspected illegal immigrants along the Mongole Kembe Road. Mr. Chilavi said police officers swiftly responded to the information, and upon noticing the officers from a distance, the driver allegedly stopped the vehicle and fled into a nearby bush together with another unidentified male passenger, abandoning the vehicle. He said a search of the vehicle led to the discovery of 27 male individuals, aged between 15 and 30 years, believed to be Ethiopian nationals, who were found concealed inside the motor vehicle.
Upon noticing police officers at a distance, the driver stopped the vehicle and immediately fled into a nearby bush together with another unidentified male passenger, abandoning the vehicle. A search of the vehicle led to the discovery of 27 male individuals aged between 15 and 30, believed to be Ethiopian nationals, who were found inside the motor vehicle. Investigations into the matter have been instituted. The suspects are in custody, and efforts to apprehend the driver and the other suspect who fled are ongoing. The Department of Immigration has been engaged to facilitate joint investigations and screening procedures. The children are being kept in line with provisions of the Children's Code Act No. 12 of 2022.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency has directed mineral processing companies using Mulungushi Road in Tabwe District, Central Province, to address dust pollution caused by trucks transporting materials from mining areas. Zema Acting Director General Christopher Kanema said the agency has received numerous complaints from residents concerning dust emissions, flying stones and noise pollution resulting from the movement of materials along Mulungushi Road. Mr. Kanema said, in accordance with the Environmental Management Act, ZEMA is mandated to undertake all necessary measures to safeguard human health and the environment. He said the agency summoned 10 mineral processing companies operating in the area and held a meeting yesterday, during which the parties resolved to implement short, medium and long-term interventions. Mr. Kanema said the short-term interventions include dust suppression using water bowsers covering a 6-kilometer stretch along Mulungushi Road from the Great North Road Junction for the next 1 month.
ZEMA is mandated to do all such things as are necessary to safeguard human health and the environment. In order to address concerns from these residents, the agency summoned 10 mineral processing companies operating in the area and held a meeting at ZEMA's offices in Lusaka on 22nd May 2026, which was yesterday. The meeting resolved to implement short-term, medium and long-term interventions. The short-term interventions include dust suppression using water bowsers, which will cover a stretch of 6 kilometers along Mulungushi Road.
Government has launched 12 strategic community development projects worth 18.6 million kwacha in Chilubi District. Chilubi District Commissioner Risto Mushende said the machinery commissioned under the projects is expected to significantly improve feeder road rehabilitation and maintenance across both the mainland and island parts of the district. Speaking during the commissioning, Mr. Mushende said the commissioned projects comprise 5 earth-moving machines and 7 classroom infrastructure projects funded under the Constituency Development Fund. Meanwhile, Chief Chiwana Ngala has thanked the government for increasing the people-driven Constituency Development Fund, which continues to transform communities through improved infrastructure and other development initiatives.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Bank of Zambia has called for integrity and professionalism among players in the financial sector in order to promote growth and stability in the industry. Speaking during the C-Suite Next Gen Leadership Summit 2026, Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Denny Kalyalia said integrity and professionalism remain key pillars in the financial sector. Dr. Kalyalia has urged the financial practitioners to always give their best in the execution of their duties, stating that quality work speaks for itself and reduces the need for unnecessary explanations. He has further encouraged upcoming leaders in the financial sector to uphold high ethical standards and remain committed to excellence in service delivery.
Whatever you do, do it your best. Do it your best. Because you see, you are not there. It's your work which will talk for you. When people meet, you are not there. You are not there to explain, no, what I meant here is this. What you do, whenever you do it, do it your best. And the integrity, professionalism are extremely important.
And Blink founder Bluseke said the summit is aimed at creating a